Is that going? There's a wee red button. We're live. Welcome to the Cans Across the World podcast. This is Sean and
Darren Matthews again. I'm sorry, he can't get any more guests. It's just me.
I actually do have a guest like booked for next week. There's going to be a documentary about beer being made, and I'm going to interview the director and also whoever else fancies. So yeah, Cans Across the World exclusive.
Does he need people to be in the documentary drinking beer?
He probably will do. Yeah, it's not been filmed yet.
I'm just saying, float him that idea. You know what I mean? Just be like, I know a lad who loves the pints. Do you need somebody else?
Yeah, that's it. I'll fire it back to him. Yeah, so they got in touch with me a couple of days ago, and then getting it confirmed for next week, just getting a day to the recording lockdown. It's have a good crack, like.
Magic.
How are you keeping yourself?
I'm dead on, man. I was just recording my podcast there before I came on the chatty. So my apologies for being late, but I also got the booze this week. So, you know, sorry, but not sorry. Like you want a drink, do you? Just wait till I give you booze. Yeah, sure. That guy's directing. Sure, he's directing a documentary on beer, but like, does he just rock up and leave tins outside your house like the COVID furry? Like, just
he
like,
does boom. Not. He does not. Exactly. He isn't. Like, he's got big bits to fill if he wants to come on this podcast.
Absolutely. What? Is it really to stop me drinking such? I'm like, please take some of these. Help me.
I thought they. So this week, anyway, you've brought us some mead. That's from a guy. He's a home brewer, is he? Called Stevie.
Stevie McAleen from West Belfast, and he's one of my teammates on the East Belfast hurling team. Now, this is Stevie's third batch of mead. He said the first one was just a wee bit like fizzy water, so he obviously hadn't left it long enough. This has been fermenting for 6 months. I have big hopes for this. I don't know, like I've left mine sealed. I know you foolishly cracked yours to have a wee sniff of the mead, and it smelled delightful, by the way. So yeah. I'm actually very excited about this. However, I have read that mead vary between 5% and 18%, and I have no idea what strength this is. So this could be a really interesting podcast.
Yeah, like I'm really excited about that. Obviously, it's fermented from honey over, how you say, 6 months. So it's got to be a queer boy. Will you just get it cracked? It's in a milk bottle.
Yeah, I was going to say, just a wee disclaimer, anything above 14%, I can sometimes become a bit racist. So game on. Here we go.
I actually haven't seen a milk bottle, I guess, since the Troubles.
And it was full of this colored material, but it also had a rag sticking out of it and it was on fire at the time. So different story.
Oh.
Does it smell lovely?
It smells incredible, like.
Right, hang on. I've got the wee milk bottle lid, so let me see if I can get the crack. Hang on, here we go. Oh damn it, there's no crack. Okay. This literally smells like the inside of a Christmas pudding or a mince pie or something, doesn't it?
Yeah, it smells so sweet and
Stevie, smells delightful. I'm excited about this. I mean, if smell is part of your literal process of tasting, my mouth's watering already.
It pours so lovely as well. Look at that. Jesus.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Let's see. Give it a blast. Let me know. You can go first. It's your podcast, sir. I'll chat while you're drinking. Blast it. Sean just having a wee chug there. Oh, initial excitement.
Aye. Oh, aye. That is class. Yeah.
That's quite the review from the Tyrone, man. Oh, aye. That's at least a 4.5 out of 5. All right, here we go.
It's so light, but it's syrupy at the same time. There's a bit of heaviness when it initially like touches your lips. And it's just like, there's a really nice consistency to it.
This is so dangerous. I've had one mouthful and I can already tell this is incredibly dangerous stuff.
Yeah.
That was so nice.
Yeah, it's so smooth. It does taste a wee bit strong.
Like cinnamony or something? There's like an extra flavor or something.
Yeah, it does. There's a good hit of cinnamon off it. There's a tiny bit of bitterness as well in the aftertaste. Like a wee small one, but it's really refreshing. Jesus, this is potentially very dangerous stuff because we don't know the percentage and stuff we got there.
Yeah.
But it was
That's
looking
great,
up.
Though.
Oh, gorgeous. Like, straight off the bat. Amazing. Thanks very much, Stevie, for sending that in. So I was looking up some facts. So here are five fun facts about mead. It's thought to be the world's oldest alcoholic beverage. So dates back 7000 BC when Chinese pottery vessels contained residues of honey along with organic compounds of fermentation. Lovely stuff. Predating beer and wine.
Absolutely. And the only thing is, I feel like we should have a mead horn, you know, like a Viking hollowed out horn of something that we're just sipping out of.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you have to get one of them. There's, I think it's the guys, do you ever see the guys that do the Game of Thrones tours with the dogs, like Odin and Thor?
Mm-hmm.
I think those guys either make their own Viking horns or they have a good like supplier for them, stuff like that. Pretty cool, like.
I drank out of one I went to like a Viking themed bar in Melbourne in Australia. So basically all the food was really like breads and meats and then the cheeses. And then all the beer came in like beer horns. So it like served at your table on like a little stand. So it stood up, but it was just full of like really frothy beer. It was delightful.
Oh, amazing. That'd be incredible. Like, I'd love to do like the proper hog roast.
Yeah.
Be incredible. Like, it was such a melt, actually. Like, I think being like an extra in Game of Thrones and stuff, I was in a really good scene, but I would have liked to be in a, you know, one of them big dinner dance scenes.
Or it's... I was going to say, were you in a scene where it was like, this is pivotal, you can't tell anybody what we were filming today? Were you in one of those?
Oh, yeah, it was in the Littlefinger death scene. So when he was, spoilers, by the way. But for 4 years ago. But
if you haven't seen it, by the way, yeah.
Yeah. So I was on that scene. So starts off pure hectic. So it's like a courtroom scene, and Arya Stark's like led in like to be sentenced sort of thing. But then the trial like turns around and it turns out they're putting Littlefinger on trial. And then he just gets pure knife to death by Arya, and it's wild. So it was one of them days.
How many takes did it take to do it? You know, I mean, what you see on screen, they're like, this is 5 minutes of screen time, and you're just fucking standing around being like, any chance of a sandwich, lads? I'm fucking starving here.
Two whole days of filming. That one scene. So it was like they were just like switching around different shots, different camera angles. It was just insane. It was just going on and on and on. And we're all standing in this really warm room, fire torches lit and all this kind of shit, sweating about out with full armor. This is fucking
Jesus.
It was hell. But
and not once did anyone go, do you fancy another glass of mead, Dad? 7,000 years old, this stuff.
Never did. Fucking, that would have been a completely different scene. We were both like arms around each other, swaying and singing. Every class.
2 days in Belfast, fucking singing Sweet Caroline.
Oh, that's amazing.
So do you know what's great about this mead? I've just got this like extra sensation of like a really warm feeling. Like it's nearly like a, because it's so sweet, maybe it's reminding me of like, you know, those like honey and lemon cough bottles you got when you were a kid. You weren't feeling well. It's just a lovely feeling. It's really nice.
You can really feel it like going down, can't you?
Yeah, it's like warm in my insides. I can see why they were getting stuck into this 7,000 years ago. Keep you warm in your cave.
Yeah, I was actually watching, there's a show on Netflix, Somebody Feed Phil. It's Phil Rosenthal who wrote Everybody Loves Raymond and stuff like that.
Okay.
But he travels about the world and checks out different foods. But this episode, he was in London and he was in a martini bar. And
right.
Like he's just like fucking hammering them back. But that's one of the things he says about that type of spirit. It like really warms all your insides and stuff. It's really.
No, it's great, man. That's I'm well impressed. Do you know what? I already feel bad for people that this is like a wee private brew because we can't. Yeah, we can't recommend where people can get it because obviously I can't give Stevie's address. But if he's doing here, if he's doing an batch of this, I am pure claiming it. I swapped Stevie a pale ale, a lovely American IPA, and a really tasty one of the Belgians that I gave you. I gave him one as well, and that was the trade off we got for these two delightful pints of what appear to be apple juice, but is in fact probably highly alcoholic honey. Yeah, basically.
I imagine sending your son to school out there. It's like, oh. Do you see where I put that bottle of mead? Oh, no, sure. Sure, the wee man's away with it.
I was school, son. Headbutted somebody at lunchtime. Was blocked. Yeah.
Crazy, like. But do you know this about mead as well? Here's another wee fact for you. So the taste of mead is defined by a bee's diet. So they feed bees a specific diet of nectar and pollen. And yeah, that defines how mead tastes as well. The honey
tastes pretty mental. Where they're like, no, we're gonna tell you what it tastes like. You're like, ah, oh, cool, thanks.
Yeah, that's it. Like, you guess you can't feed your bees kebabs and stuff like that.
Yeah, you gotta just be like, here you go, son, get that in you.
Oh, it's like kind of like a escargot, like snails, and they. They're like fed shit, like human waste, like actual poo. Yeah, to give them a flavor. French are dirtier than we thought.
That's horrendous. I'm trying to think. I've eaten some weird stuff, but I've never eaten escargot. Wait, yeah. Here, Sean, who are we to judge? We did a special video episode of this where we ate fucking bugs, so we can't say shit. It.
No, I actually have. I've actually had escargot, and it's actually class.
Is it nice?
Aye.
So. Well, I just had a thought there when I messaged. Drinking this entire bottle might not be a shout, because I just thought there when I was like, I don't actually know what percent this is. So I messaged Stevie as we're chatting here, the guy who has fermented the mead first. Is it brewed? I don't know. Does it count as brewed, or do you just leave it? I don't know how he makes it. So I just says, here, what percent is this? And he messaged back when he had this, probably around 11 or 12.
Oh, Jesus. There you go.
Yeah. The yeast would only bring out to 18 at the highest, but I forgot to take readings at the start. Oh, I'm going to go downstairs now and try and start a fist fight with a dog or something. Fucking that's okay.
Wake the boys up. Oh, do you ever remember about there from Angela's Ashes? Like, oh, here's a penny if you promise to save Ireland. And wake up the dogs.
Oh, class. So if I drink this is about this is a pint bottle. So if I drink 3 pints or 1 pint at 12%, it's probably about like drinking 3 or 4 pints, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a good episode. Welcome to the Cans Across the World, first ever 4-hour episode.
Yeah. That's sure, we'll get on with another fact here. So it's got its own drinks category. Well, we all knew that there. It's beer, wine, cider, and mead is categorized as a distinct type of alcohol. Within this category, a mead contains spices or herbs called metheglin. Is that from Marvel, no? Is that like a comic book thing?
Metheglin? Is that not the thing that kids have in their blood that turns them into Jedi? No, that's midichlorian.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fucking the prequels, boy.
I could see. Did you hear that wee angry noise you made?
That's a guy. Anytime the prequels are mentioned, just like just guttural.
This is great, man. I'm well impressed. Even if it is 12%, and I will probably fall down the stairs, I'm well impressed so far. Yeah, it's so weird. It's because it's not. It doesn't have that like sickly. You know, like cider has that like bubbles, which nearly annoy you. Yeah, kind of thing. So it's really great in like a fresh day, but so and the other thing is as well, I'm drinking mine chilled and you drank yours at room temperature because I was like, how do you store mead? I just bucked it in the fridge. I don't know how you're supposed to. Are we not supposed to do that?
I have no idea. Like, I just thought it would be room temperature because that's then again, like Viking places and stuff, they would have been like sailing about drinking that stuff, so it would have been fairly cold. Yeah, so you never know.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Yeah,
sailing across the oceans, you know, pillaging, making mead wherever they go. What a bunch of lads.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And 1,000 years later, dickheads like me would have red hair, which came from Scandinavia. Take that.
Oh, and next fact on the wee list then is National Mead Day falls on August the 3rd. There you go.
Oh, no. Do you mean we have to go and get two more bottles of this for the 3rd of August?
Pretty much, yeah. Like,
what a shame. What an absolute tragedy that is.
That's going to be another tough day.
I'd say a 12% tomorrow could be a tough day.
That'll be wild.
What's wine? 14? And it's 750 mil? Jesus. Oh, here, lads. This could be bad.
Let me see.
Oh, it's dangerous. And I do this every time whenever reviewing beers and whenever I drink beer as well. Now, this isn't a beer. As you said, mead has its own categorization. But when something says it's like 9, 10% and doesn't taste that way, like those Belgian beers I give you, they're like 9 and 10. I think the highest one I have is like 12. But you drink it and you just go, that's just a beer. And next thing you know, you're trying to order, you know, a curry at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday and there's nothing open at that time. Like, so.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I actually had the 9.5% one. Because the other one is, the other one I think was like 7. But the, like the, I think it was the 9.5%. That one tasted better. It was a lot smoother. That was the one made by the monks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was a lot nicer.
I got an ingredients list off Stevie because I was like, is there anything in here that, you know, we're not accounting for? I don't mean like arsenic or floor cleaner. I mean, like, because he's made himself. So I said, Stevie, like, how have you done it? He basically just messaged me back. It's simply off-the-shelf honey, water, yeast. I think I've got with the spices. He's put in some raisins because that feeds the yeast.
Oh,
and
okay.
There's a few bits. He says orange peel in there for flavor. So that might be that wee citrusy hint at the end.
Yeah. Fair play. And it's just all
Stevie recommends that Stevie recommends it's nice over ice, but I've chilled mine, so.
There you go. There's no ice left in this house. I was making margaritas last day. No,
well, that's true. Not a cube, but then a square mile of the place. Like,
I know, it's fucking cubeless in Seattle, but I have no idea. So the last fact this crowd are giving us here is mead is the original aphrodisiac.
Is it?
Fucking, I don't see how.
I was going to say, because when I'm drinking 18% anything, I wouldn't be much use to a woman now by the time that's done with.
You wouldn't be interested at all. You just want to stick on the songs.
You'd be over the corner reading the liner notes of an album. Go, wait, the fuck, I'll be all right. Leave me alone.
He's like, oh, come here to show you my old concert tickets. We see us here for bring out your scrapbooks and all.
Amazing. Literally amazing. This is really dangerous. I keep lifting this like too quick. I know I'm like nearly half a bottle down, but I'm just like, this is class. This is class.
That is gorgeous. So never mind oysters. Mead is where the action is. In fact, the etymology of the word honeymoon harks back to the medieval tradition of drinking honey for a full moon cycle after a new marriage. It's claimed that the drink would ensure a fruitful union, bearing plenty of children, so that a bride's father is said to have included a month's worth of mead in his daughter's diary.
Oh, this is when you can sell your daughters. That's right. Good times.
Yeah, like always good to remember.
Like that threat of any father, you know, watch your mouth or I'll sell you to somebody ugly. Jesus. So honeymoon comes from mead. That's class.
Yeah, because they were saying like you would drink mead like for a full moon cycle, like so basically a month after your marriage, and that would mean you'd have plenty of weans, and the dad would actually give the daughter like a pile of mead as well. It's like Jesus.
See, if somebody told me that, like I'm not very pro marriage, but if somebody told me I could go on the rip for a month after, I'd reconsider my thoughts here.
Yeah, for sure. times have changed, like.
Yeah. If you get married and went in the rip for a month, you'd be divorced the month after.
You get that now after a weekend, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it was just St. Patrick's Day there as well.
Yes, second St. Patrick's Day without much on. So I, as the meme goes that you sent me, I can only assume that the snakes have reclaimed Ireland at this point.
Really are. They're everywhere. Absolutely, yeah. Fucking everywhere. Can't move for the snakes.
Can't go out your door without a fucking snake.
Fucking PM me, hon.
Yeah. No more snakes, just me and the kids.
Yeah, for sure. Like, but I was taking the wee man out for a walk yesterday. Going through Botanic, and that was absolutely fucking rammed with people, like, everywhere. And the cops were just sitting watching them. And I was like, because you probably couldn't get involved.
I meant to say to you, you messaged me saying you just went for a nice walk through the park and there's loads of people there. It actually turned out there was like an anti-lockdown demo on, and I don't think you realized that was there when you walked through.
No way.
I only saw it later on Facebook because the guy I know who's like a big anti-masker, this is impeding our freedoms, he was there, and he was taking a video of him, and I was like looking going, that's Botanic Garden. Oh fuck me, Sean's there in Oregon.
Oh brilliant. I was part of an anti-mask lockdown thing.
Yeah.
Well, sir, fair play. But yeah, it looked like a bit of crack anyway. It was actually so nice, man, because like I was walking across and you could hear, just as you're coming up to where the main area in Botanic is, you could hear like this incredible hum of like all these people gathered. And I forgot what that sounded like. It's like, it was crazy. Like, it was just so alien. And it made me feel nice. Let's put it that way.
We could actually interact, well, not interact with, but even just hear people, what it sounded like. The murmur, yeah, before a band comes on stage at a concert. I really miss that noise.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, like just the chat, chat, chat and the beers and then, oh, fuck, two more. You just hear random shouts and stuff. He's over there.
No? Oh, I miss that so much. And then the lights would fucking go off and everybody shuts up. And yeah, then the band comes out and then... Brilliant.
Did you...
He had a single tear.
I had a wee St. Patrick's Day memory, actually. I was working as a roadie for the Dangerfields when I was about... It was 2007, I think. St. Patrick's Day in the Glasgow Barrowlands. So the Dangerfields were opening for Stiff Little Fingers because years ago, right, Stiff Little Fingers used to play the Glasgow Barrowlands every year for St. Patrick's Day. So I walk out. The people think I'm the opening band, but I'm just checking the guitars working, you know, before the band was, like, literally 5 minutes before the band was on stage, I'm checking everything. So I have to go out. We've done the drum kit during the sound check, so that doesn't need done before they open the doors. But it's just like, just go check the guitars working. So I walk out. The 2,000 people cheer me. And I was like, this is the best feeling ever. I plug the guitar in, play a couple of chords. Now, like, you know those, you know that four chord song, the four chord sequence that is every song ever?
Dun, oh, yeah.
Dun, dun. That's, you know, Damn It by Blink-182, If I Were a Boy by Beyonce, Weather Without You by U2. All those songs are the same. Dun, 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 dun. That's about all I know how to play on guitar. So I went out and just went, dun, 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 which is also the start of Stiff Little Fingers' biggest song, Alternative.
Oh, yes.
So I go out and play the fucking four chord. There was nearly a riot. And then they realized I wasn't the band. And I put the guitar down and I heard something whiz past my head and smash against, like, there was like a curtain thing in the back. I heard something smash against the back wall. I look over the back of the amp and there's a wee fucking label of a bottle of Buckfast just rolling there. So I pretty much walked out on stage, played one of the band's biggest hits, and then left.
That's amazing, like.
Yeah. So I got a big cheer for it, and then a guy tried to kill me afterwards because they realized I wasn't the band.
Oh, fuck's sake.
That's my St. Paddy's Day story. And this is the first time I worked yesterday, and it was fucking horrible. My Paddy's Days have always been in weird, wonderful locations. Paddy's Day 2 years ago, Singapore.
Jesus.
Do you know what I mean? I was working, I was doing comedy. Paddy's Day 3 years ago, I was in, I think, was I home? I was actually in Newry, but like previous Paddy's Days, I've been like in Perth, Australia. I've been in Onslow, Western Australia, way up north, in a mine site. I did a gig on a mine site on St. Patrick's Day. I've been in Auckland, New Zealand, playing in like a Gaelic football championships. I've had some fucking weird Paddy's Days, like.
Classic.
And yesterday, making coffee on the Lisburn Road. What a load of shite.
Oh, fuck's sake. But I hopefully it's not much longer. Like, we'll be back at it next year, I'm sure. Next year will be wild. Be good, yeah. Crack.
Making a mess of the place.
Yeah. Speaking of Barlands, actually, it reminds me of I went to Barlight Sad in the Barlands like a couple of years ago, supported by a really good band called Mad of Min.
Okay.
But I'll never forget like having drinks like beforehand, stuff like that. It was good crack. But I decided that I was going to sneak a tiny flask of whiskey in. I just held like maybe three measures. So stuck it down the front of my trousers, like just sort of, you know, in your boxers, like your elastic band for the boxers, just stuck it down the middle. And I was like, they're never going to, you know, pat the middle bit. So we're flying. So it was in anyway. So going through security, this guy's tapping me all over the place, doing the full body pat down. And I didn't realize that they pat the sides of your trousers extra hard to try and dislodge anything that you might have in the middle. So he was doing that. And I was just like fucking sweating. I was getting redder by the minute. I was just like, oh God. And I felt it move. And he goes, go on ahead, mate. And I was like, oh, happy days. So I was walking on. Anyway, I says to my mate, I was like, let's get upstairs as quick as we can. This is fucking sliding down my trouser leg. And like by the time we got up, you know when Barlands, like, is it like three flights of stairs up?
Yeah, it's like an old fucking roller disco or something. It's mad.
Yeah, so we got up all the flights of stairs anyway, and the tin just like falls out the side of my trouser leg onto the floor. I was like, thank God. So happy. Like,
just about made it.
Yeah. Successfully sneaked away. Like, it totally wasn't worth the stress. Like, I was only away.
Yeah, like the fact that if that guy had found that, he would have went, you're out of here, and you would have missed the entire gig just for you to fucking sneak in a nagging. Like,
yeah, like it's a tiny, tiny bit as well. Like, it wasn't worth it. What a venue.
Here, there's a question for you as well. As purveyors and enjoyers of all things alcohol, what is the crack with Irish people sneaking drink into places that sell drink?
I have no idea. Like, it makes no sense.
It's a national obsession. It's like, you can buy one of them in there. Like, nah. What do you see?
Like, is it the last bastion of rebellion? Is that all we have left?
Yeah. Snake our own boozing.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm not going to pay their prices and all. Yeah, I never understood it. It's like, because I remember any time I've done it, like I've never thought about it. I've never gone like, oh, I need to bring this in because this is the reason. It was just something I did.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's so strange.
Just felt like it.
Yeah.
Well, so far about the meet, I'm happy to report that so far haven't gone blind. So I'm delighted by that because it's a, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And if we wake up tomorrow morning, we're absolutely flying.
Yeah, I'll call that a victory if this doesn't involve in my premature death at a very young 35. So...
I feel like a wee young buck.
Drinking something your mate made in a fucking bathtub.
Yes. So what was I going to say again? So there's no look at. We're doing it live. I think there's nothing about pubs or anything in the latest like lockdown easing. Like, I've noticed, like, they're a bit shite.
No mention of it on the roadmap.
Aye. Fucking hell, the roadmap's a bit pot-holy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a back road in Cavan. It's not very well done.
It's absolutely terrible.
It's great because, like, here's the roadmap. What's the dates? There are no dates. Like, well, I could have done that roadmap. I could have just, when a few less people are feeling better, we can go meet our friends in their garden. And when a few more people are feeling better, we can go for a carry out in the park. And when a few more people are feeling better, we can go to a festival with 100,000 people and bang our heads again. How about that?
But at the minute, the message is very much stay at home, drink anything your mate wants to brew. And
Yeah, brand. Pretty much. If anybody's making more, what about you? Any more? You did the homebrewing project, which was delightful also. Any further progress? I know a few people doing it now, and the results have been fantastic.
Yeah, like everybody's a brewer these days. There's actually another website. Like it's a blog called Tilt and Pour. They've actually created like a brewery map and also like a beer garden map of Northern Ireland.
I just want to say there was a slight jump on the signal there, and Sean did say Tilt and Pour. It sounded like you said Tit and Pour, and I was like, well, that's a whole other kind of club that we're not allowed to have in this country. But
yeah, that's one day. But those guys have put together like this map that's showing you where all the breweries are, all the pubs with beer gardens, stuff like this. It looks incredible. It's very detailed, so check it out. They're on social media, Tilt and Pour. But I was just thinking about that because they're going to have to update it to everybody's fucking house in the north. I think everybody's a brewer these days.
Yeah, and here, no bad thing. I'm sure some people are, even if accidentally doing it, producing some phenomenal beers. Or in this case, mead up a Stevie Marker Lane. This is great.
Yeah, this is incredible. It's so nice. Like, there's such a nice consistency to it. It's like, remember like how he used to eat Calpol when you were younger? And it was always in the fridge. And your mom would be just like, who's been eating the Calpol? Like, I don't know. Wasn't me anyway. Definitely. But it was that kind of like...
I certainly don't have a 3-bottle a day habit, mother.
What did it even do?
I think it was just liquid paracetamol, wasn't it? That was the point. Because you can't take tablets when you're a child. So you've got Calpol, which is, you know, lowers fevers. You know, I think Calpol was a secret means of people, you know, once giving your child whiskey was no longer so acceptable, drugging them with Calpol was the next step where it was, all right, did you try giving them Calpol? Yeah, how much you give them? About half a bottle. That'll do it. That'll do it.
Oh, he's sleeping now.
Yeah.
Legally in a coma. But yeah, this has that kind of like nice pleasantness to it.
Yeah.
So when my mum listens to this, she'll probably just go, oh, fuck, it was you all 8 years ago. You shite. Well, into it. But yeah, I'm going to start brewing again. So I've ordered some ingredients and stuff like that. So hopefully they arrive next week. Very, very cheap as well. So all my ingredients cost me like 15 quid.
Nice one.
And I can create 10 pints from that. And then
10 pints is a nice even number. Like if you get tore into that in one day, it'd be a hell of a day. But 10 is more like I'll have a couple and really enjoy them. And then if it's nice, I'll leave it and they'll come back and have a couple more. You'll space them nicely.
For sure. Like and it happens so quick too. It's like the whole process is like 20 days or something like that. It's so, so quick. I'm just gonna make like an IPA or lager or something.
Do you know what? I think that'd be a cool section for the podcast, man. You should go and whenever you get like brewers on, chat to them. Just go to be like, right, what was the first thing you brewed? Tell me. Did you do it yourself? Did you have the full gear? Did you just know how to do it?
Yeah, like how much research was involved and stuff like that. Because Willie from Full House, like his very first beer was P45. Obviously, being like a tongue-in-cheek kind of, that's what I want to do with my life sort of thing. And it turned out for the best for him. Like, Bull House are absolutely thriving.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to try their new ones. So they have, like, a Zack of the Clones out now and, like, another new one as well called Coffee Table, which is a coffee-infused IPA, I think. So that should be a good crack as well.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's people sort of just like experiment and try new different things. What, like the packs you get are they like ready-made ingredients with, you know, your wee packs and stuff? Would it be actually feasible to ever do it? Or would you have to build like a little proper fucking metal still to be able to like, I'm going to knock up a pale ale here and go eat your hops, go eat your yeast and...
Oh yeah, no, so I order the stuff. It's already like pre-mixed and stuff. So you're not like experimenting. There's no room for like experimenting. It's kind of like you're fucking like you can't go wrong. It's like put all this stuff in here at this time in this order, and
yeah,
20 days it'll be grand. It'll be lovely. But so that's the kind of thing it is, and it's class. It's really handy. It's just it's cool because like I think without having that sort of brewing experience, or I guess time as well. Obviously, I'm a very, very busy man these days.
But, absolutely. And also, the danger is if you make your own beer and it comes out lovely, you could be really not that busy because you'd be fucking flat out drinking your own booze.
Yeah. That's it. Like, we just on the house all the time getting wrecked. What? Yeah, so. Apart from the Barlands, do you have any other mental, like, St. Patrick's Day stories?
I'm trying to think of other ones that I've done. There was one St. Patty's Day in Uri many years ago where they used to have a fun for every year, and I got on a ride one time, and it was pretty much going round and round. I know. No, that didn't happen for many years after. But anyway, I got on this ride, and it was basically just a you know, spun you around, like, you know, like the sky Sora or some you know, some name that isn't appropriate anymore, like the Sky Toucher. You're like, oh, you can't be saying the word touch for fuck's sake. Got on this thing anyway. Now what happened was I don't really do the spinny roundy thing very well. I would be sick, and I was sick on one of the rides. What happened was the way this thing was spinning, I boked in such a manner where none of the boke touched me. It like left my mouth and took off down the back of the thing behind me.
Oh jeez.
So what happened was I was like, oh god, because obviously I'd been out all day, so I'd just been eating sweets and drinking fucking fizzy drink and eating like Friar Tuck's chicken burgers, which is like a chippy and Uri. This thing's doing loops. I boke, but none of it is anywhere on me at all. We get off the ride and I'm like, fuck, not a drop on me, happy days. There's a wee lad and a wee girl get off, and they've obviously been sitting down the back covered in book.
I just lay back.
And the two of them are going, somebody was fucking sick and it covered us. And I'm standing there with no sick on me, just wipe my mouth going, who could that have been? I wasn't even drunk. I was too young. I was a teenager. But I vomited all over somebody and they didn't know it was me vomited on them.
Brilliantly. Top quality. Actually, that reminds me of when you said Friar Tuck's there, like, reminds me of that thing. It was like a meme I seen the other day. It was like, I feel bad for people from Uri. They've never had a chippy. And then, like, the wee comment bit was all like, oh, but we've got Friar Tuck's. I was like, I stand by my original statement.
Somebody doesn't like Friar Tuck's, get the fuck.
That's fighting words there. Like, that's.
If you ever come near me, we're going to burn you in our working, man. That's what's going to happen. Show your face in your ear, fucking dare you. You'll be sacrificed at Midsummer's Eve Festival. We'll give you to the 16 Protestants to burn you on the 11th night bonfire.
Yes. That's pretty cool because they'll be able to have that gathering as well. Happy days.
Oh, yeah, that should be open. That's two families in their back garden. Magic.
Lovely. That's the entire population then for.
Yeah. It's really funny. One of the funny ones, somebody sent me a picture and it was Loyalist Nuri says no to the sea border. And I was like, pretty sure this is like a 95% nationalist community. Who the fuck are these guys?
I was like Uncle Jim and Auntie Jemima.
Yeah, apparently so. I mean, there is a high school in Nuri that has no affiliation to any sort of, you know, saint. So that's where they go. They're like, oh, this is really weird and segregational. Cool. Yeah, I don't like that. But yeah, integrated education now. I've had half a 12% mead here. I'll fight anybody who wants to segregate people.
That's it. But yeah, like I've seen this, but in news as well. It's making me pure jealous. So I'm not really into beer news because it's a lot of it's just about England.
But then being able to drink and us not.
Yeah, so it's just basically Beer gardens are allowed to open from the 12th of April in England. And just, yeah, they're just listing all the different things that places will have to do. You have to use table service, which is fucking awesome. I love table service. It's great.
Yeah, very, they do it a lot in like Canada and stuff. It was very cool.
Yeah.
You feel really important or something.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'll have the tenants. I was like, oh, actually, could I taste that first before you pour it? Bring me a tin.
Taste just to tenants. Confirm, it's pish.
So you're going to be able to just have booze, so you don't have to order food, which is
okay.
Fair play. That's
well,
that's,
I mean, look,
step.
We figured that out. Look, the reason we're in and out of the lockdown is because eating the sandwich while also having pints did not affect the R number. So let's just have the pints.
It's like, I remember when that rule came out, like a bunch of my mates were in Dublin. A group of eight of them ordered 56 pints and a bowl of chips, which like was all ordered through one receipt. So that was your substantial meal.
That is incredible. That's so fucking clever.
I'm like, in the eyes of the law, that was fine. But there you go. So there's going to be no curfew as well.
Oh, no, 8 o'clock, knock on the head, boys.
Yeah, so in England, they were saying that 10 p.m., like we're going to have to be out of the pub. But now they're saying no curfew.
I'm thinking that's something suspicious to the fact that your man that owns Wetherspoons is a massive Tory donor. Gonna say, yeah. He's had a wee word, and he's like, lads, I've only got a couple of billion left. Could you have a wee word there and see if I can get open till normal hours anyway?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I say he stepped under the billion mark. He doesn't have Tres Comas anymore.
Oh, God love him.
Hard life.
Yeah.
But yeah, there you go.
This year, I mean, Paddy's Day this year, forget the fucking England getting up in their pubs, bastards. Did you do anything? Were you able to, what did you do? Where did you, because you can't have pints, where did you have cans or what did you do?
Hey, I was actually in Newcastle.
Not in England where the pubs are fucking opening soon. Yeah. Newcastle County down.
Yeah. Jeez, I wish it was Newcastle over there. Love a wee pint. But I was actually in Newcastle County down and hanging out with pals and stuff like that. Absolutely beautiful. It was like we were going to go up on St. Patrick's Day itself like yesterday, but we're like, you know what, there's fucking peelers everywhere, like stopping people in the roads and finding everybody and stuff like this. So yeah. We decided to go up on the Tuesday instead. Just like a like stayed with two pals up there, like play games, drank movies together. I'll drink whiskey and watch movies together.
Not bad. I mean, here, look, why not? That's what St. Patrick would have wanted. Welsh bastard that he was.
You know, my favorite bit of the whole experience, though, was fucking sitting down to have a dinner with him. Like, just the four of us sitting down to have a dinner. And it was so nice. Like, it was just incredible. It was so lovely.
Welcome to the bubble. Get them tins opened.
Yeah, this is it. Up the bubble. But yeah, it was incredible. And there's something like really nice about being by the sea as well. It's just like class.
It's very calming and nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, lovely. It's like, I can forget about the shite of the city for 2 minutes.
Yeah, you're just like, this is nice to not be fucking worrying about this. Like, so.
How's that? So next up in beer news. So there's actually a judicial review being sought about the reopening roadmap again in England, because people here don't seem to want to write about this kind of stuff. But
we don't need to be depressed further.
Yeah, so this is, it's already bad enough. It's like people are actually shocked that the executive who have steered us in the wrong direction for the past couple of decades are continuing to make poor choices.
Yeah.
So people are just like, oh, I can't believe they're not managing this correctly. It's like, yeah, see the past century.
Yeah. The common man just wants to work and get for a wee Swift one of a Friday evening. Like, and you are making this more difficult than it needs to be, boys, if I'm being honest.
So the campaigner, Sasha Lord. I originally read that as Saka Lord.
Saka Lord sounds like some sort of fancy beer from not this land.
This is the Saka Lord ale. It tastes of wood grain. And if you really smell it, you can smell the rum seal. It does exactly what it says on draft.
I wonder what you get. I wonder what you get like sued if you use the logo. It does exactly what it says on the can.
Yeah. Oh fuck! That could be the name of my next beer. Sean Seal. Sean Seal does what it says in the can.
Not bad, eh?
Yeah, not bad. So, campaigner slash a lord is to seek a judicial review of the reopening roadmap. Question why indoor hospitality can't be treated as non-essential retail. Oh, spicy.
Starting a row here, are they?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I guess it is exactly the same. It's a reopening like non-essential retail. Primark, for example, like, that's always a fucking disgrace. Like, it's always the one they're always like posting photos and videos of and going like, look at this. Everybody's in here all on top of each other. Nobody following the guidelines.
And you're like, are you in there also? Yeah, fuck up then.
Right? You're in there as well, mate.
I went to the beach today and the beach was absolutely rammed. Do you know why? Because everybody had the same idea as you. Stop complaining. Yeah. That you were somewhere that you were told you weren't supposed to go, and then complain that there's a lot of people there that weren't supposed to go there either.
I think the people complain about like Botanic yesterday and Ormo Park and any day and stuff. It's like, oh yeah, if only like you didn't go to a place as well publicized as the park.
Yeah,
this hidden gem.
I know, it's so mad as well, because obviously green space and getting outside makes everybody feel better. You know, you want fresh air, and like that's why everyone's in the morns hiking and people are going to parkland and having a walk about. So like, what is the fucking issue? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's that, like, actually it's supposed to be outside, supposed to be grand. It's kind of weird though, because like I noticed a few things when I was heading up. So it's on the bus anyway, but there's a wee sign that says keep the windows open to help with ventilation, but the disease isn't airborne. So why is there factually incorrect information being like printed out and fucking stuck on windows and all? I mean, if it was airborne, we'd be screwed.
Yeah, you wouldn't be allowed anywhere. But yeah, it's kind of weird as well, because obviously with the whole thing is like, you shouldn't be going anywhere. You're like, well, you're still running public transport everywhere. So
yeah.
What do you want me to say here? Well, this is just too tempting for me to go. I've been actually anywhere I've gone, I've been sort of away and off trying to be doing stuff on my own. Like, there's plenty of room in parks and mountains. You don't have to be sitting on top of each other. So
yeah, it's a set.
Fine.
Like, yeah, we had our own wee space on the beach. Just nobody about now. Except when there was like fucking mental wanes. Like, that was the only issue. It's just parents just can't control them.
Yeah, it's just they're just running off into the distance. You're like, oh fuck, where is he going?
But yeah, that's really all the beer news I had last week, because everything's about England. Was over here kind of sucks. But there you go.
No, it's it's interesting as well, because obviously everything's like, you'd love to have more news and more crack for the podcast, but we're always trying to stay away from the usual shite that's bumming people out. So, yeah. If you can find him, do you know what? Actually, this would be good crack. What's Stevie's Instagram? I said it to you earlier. So the man that made us the mead, folks, he actually plays bass in a very, very good band from Belfast called the Coronations. Go check out the Coronations, which is Stevie's band, if you get a chance. So Stevie's Instagram handle is SME30. I demand you all go on there. I demand you all go follow his band. And then I demand you ask him when he's doing an out batch of mead, because this is cracker.
Yeah, like you try and get it off him. Trade him. Yeah. Trade him your finest.
But make
deal.
Sure you leave two for me and Sean, because we need them for World Mead Day on August 3rd. Okay.
Awesome. Oh, is that like? I've been trying to find some like happy news, like on this day in history. Anything historical that might be nice. No, there's fuck all.
nothing exciting. Like
I don't think anybody like records like good news or good information. Yeah, so this is, oh, hang on. There we go. 1915, on this day, 19th of March, which is today, Friday. This is life. Pluto was photographed for the first time, although they didn't know about it at the time, so they found it after.
Pluto?
Yeah.
Can I point out, and just in Pluto's favor, do you know Pluto is no longer a planet?
Yeah, they keep upgrading it and downgrading it.
Yeah. He got downgraded. I was furious for him. Like, I was like, that time he got upgraded to a planet, I was like, fair play, man, you've been working hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Love what you're doing. You're an absolute legend. And then gone. No longer a planet. Like, what's crack?
You've stuck it out for ages. You've worked the local circuit.
Yeah.
You've grinded.
Next thing you know, you're no longer a fucking joke. Like,
that's crazy. Like,
can't just go around taking people's planetary designations off them. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. Like, I mean, where was the Twitter outrage for that one? I guess like Twitter didn't exist at the time, really.
I'm not sure it did, actually, now you mentioned that. Yeah. Like, I don't know if that was a thing.
Yeah, I'd probably be like reinstated if it was. Like, yeah. all the wee nerds.
If people got properly annoyed about it.
Yeah, this is it. Just on that then, let's wrap up and chat about the old meat.
Oh yes, please, sir. What do you think? I mean, I think I've had a sip of mead before, but nothing like this.
Yeah, I've actually had a mead like a couple of years ago. It was more like it was about 18%, 17-18%. It was very heavy, but you could taste how heavy it was. But what Stevie's done here is like he's made fucking gorgeous mead. The fact that we can't tell how strong it is, like that says a lot for it, I think, because it's more like it's more flavorsome. It's like got your honey in there. You taste a wee bit of spice, like we were saying, like cinnamon and yeah, a bit of citrus and stuff like that. Fucking hell. Yeah, I absolutely love this. And it's going to be a shame when it's gone, because it will be. I've poured it now.
Yeah. No, it's good, man, because it's like, as you say, you've had it before and it was just really evident. There was a lot of flavors, but this is really smooth. Like, I feel like there'd be loads of stuff you get, especially with homebrew stuff, where it's like, it's really, there's a lot of flavor, and then it's really strong alcohol taste, and then there's an aftertaste. This is like a real nice, as you said, like a syrupy, but it's still quite light, drinkable, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it. Straight from the bottle as well, love it.
Mm. Wonder how long it keeps for, once you, because I know he said he left it for like 6 months. So if that's how long you leave it till it's that good, then this is more of a long game than if you're home brewing your beers. Like, so it's great stuff.
Yeah, it's one of them things where like patience is a virtue. And you just like, the longer you leave it, the better it is. Yeah, this is absolutely gorgeous. I would give this straight up 4.2 out of 5, I'd say. I'd go high on this one.
I'm going to go as high as the alcohol content. I'm going to give it a 4.5, because the only thing I can think of that might drop 0.5 off this is the possibility of a hangover tomorrow, because I can't drink for shit anymore.
This is it. For sure. Yeah. Like,
well worth the trade-off. Like, I swapped them a couple of nice beers, but this is well worth the trade. Like,
oh, unreal, yeah. Like, thanks very much, Stevie. And I'll drop all the links to the coronations and stuff like that on the blog post and cansacrosstheworld.com as well, if you want to check out his band and follow him on Instagram as well. Yeah, fucking hell. Try and get this meat off him. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. SME30 on the Instagram.
Yeah,
unless he's down to his last two bottles, then I will fight you for digs in the park, because that'll be social distance in two households. Get on.
Yeah, unreal. But that about wraps it up. It's up for this week's episode of Cans Across the World .com podcast. It's starting to kick in.
Thanks for having me, Sean, before you pass out the floor.
I know. Thanks for coming on. Do you want to tell people what you have going on?
Yes. I've, as always, recording the old podcast, Darren Matthews and Sometimes Friends. And for the sports fans, I've been recording Injury Time podcast with the lovely Jordan Robinson. So it's all good. And I'm glad to say that I know we try not to date these recordings, but as of right now, Man United have gone through in the Europa League because they beat Milan 1-0 tonight, so that's good.
Yes, brilliant.
While we were recording, so I'm sitting in my United top, willing the victory into existence. But yeah, that's Darren Matthews, Sometimes Friends. As always, go check out my podcast, please. And I will hopefully be back, because Sean seems to like it when I bring him free beers. Did you, reviewed one of the other beers I left you over as well. Was it good, the Hazy Pale?
Oh, it was gorgeous, yeah.
It was easy, isn't it? So lovely.
It was so nice, yeah. Yeah, that was super smooth as well. Oh, it was absolutely gorgeous. It was another one of those Polish ones, wasn't it?
Was it one of the Polish beers? I didn't know if it was. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, I think it was. It was one of the Polish ones. I think it was on last week's podcast.
Yes, it's very tasty, because I saw you reviewed it after I dropped the bottle over, and I was just like, just remembered how good that is, because I went and had one. I had another one in the house. It was the business.
Oh, it was gorgeous. But yeah, that about wraps us up for this week's episode of Cans Across the World podcast. Check it out again next week. There'll be reviews and stuff like that. And also, shout out to our mates, Fellowship Podcast. Always a cracker. It'll be out again on Sunday. And it's one of them podcasts where it's just nice to hear a realistic view and realistic voice. Sometimes a wee bit fucking mental. But that's fantastic. Check it out. It's available everywhere you hear this podcast. So yeah, see you again next week.
No problem. Thank you very much. Take care, everyone.
Thanks for coming. Bye.